If you don't know why you're here, please ask your neighbor next to you, and he or she will tell you. Some of you may have been kidnapped. And some of you, please come, please, we're leaving that. So you may not know what's going on here, but it's really pretty simple. I'm the Son of God who has been raised from the dead. And although it's simple, it's profound. Because Christ has risen, death has been defeated. Because Christ has risen, the powers and the authorities that have used death to achieve their unjust ends have also failed. Because Christ has risen, God has won. Because Christ has risen, life itself has won. Because Christ has risen, truth, hope, and love have won. Because Christ has risen and God is kind and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and because he has called us to be his own and adopted into his family, we have won also. We have a reason to be to celebrate today. We are victorious through Jesus Christ. Now, death may yet steal our bodies, but death can't steal our faith or our hope or our love. And the devil can bother us, and I'm sure he will. But even he knows that because Christ is risen, he has been defeated. And so, because Christ is risen, none of us have any good reason to be afraid anymore. Sin, death, and the devil have been defeated. That's not to say that life isn't going to be easy from this point forward. But we don't have to be afraid of it. Somehow we will make it through, because God is with us. An opportunity today to put aside any of the cares or concerns that bothered you on the way in here so that they don't bother you on the way out. Leave them here. Leave them in this church. Have the rest of the day to celebrate God's love for you shown through his Son, who we say and we believe is risen from the dead. Put all your cares aside. They'll be there tomorrow. Believe me, there'll be reasons to be unhappy tomorrow. There'll be reasons to worry tomorrow. You'll find some good reason to make yourself more miserable than necessary. And your neighbor and your family worrying about something that you have absolutely no control over. But not today. Not today. And I want to encourage the gentlemen in particular that are among you. Some of you are, pretty tough characters. You don't laugh a lot. You don't tell jokes. You're hard guys. You know, you laugh today. Smile today. If you know foolish jokes, tell them to people today. Especially to your children, who will be very embarrassed by you. Joy we can put into our lives, even if it is just They were moving. The history of the world was moving in a particular direction towards condemnation through death and destruction before our Lord's resurrection. It is no longer headed in that direction anymore. Through a historic event, our future has opened up for us. And the world need not be as miserable and as painful and as violent as it had been in the past. There are opportunities for all of us here, opportunities to share the gifts we have and to love one another indeed as God continues to love us. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.